The Megillah starts with a very big arichas in the description of the beauty of the Mishnah and every detail of what the tables look like, chor karpas. It needs a little chat. Why is this part of the ikatek v'shalnez on any level? So the pashtus, the aim mikreis they should answer over here is that this Megillah was circulated under Malchus Poras when Ahasuerus was still king, and you got to be preserved before Yersanya, and you've got to make sure that what you're writing is very pleasing to the king as well, and they were all going to read it and scrutinize it as well, and they knew that the Melech took a lot of pride in the Mishnah and the Oisha that he has and his godliness over the soul and every detail, so they were going to make sure it was going to be true, but it was going to be something that's pleasing to the Melech. This is very sensible. I don't know if that's the only pshat, but it's sensible that they're not going to write anything in here that's going to raise the tire of the Melech. And then you run into a question that throughout the whole Megillah, the Megillah is not mechasa on Ahasuerus' role in this genocide. HaMelech v'Haman Yoshu Lishtois V'Yeshushan V'Yicha V'Yosa Melech V'Stabatai. I mean, the Megillah is not mechasa at all. Now, Ahasuerus never wanted to go public on it. He always wanted to keep behind the scenes. And the Megillah is Megala, everything that was said, HaKesef Nosan Loch, I mean, everything that was said between them, behind closed doors, that Ahasuerus always wanted to keep quiet, they were just Megala. How were they not afraid to do that? It sounds like highly insensitive. This is circulating in Malchus Poras under the nose of Ahasuerus. So how are they getting away with this? Like, where's the seichel to do it? And the pshat is gevaldik. The pshat is that it's a double pashut to them. They understood for double pashut that Ahasuerus is no lover of the Jewish people, and it's the biggest busha for him if he's going to be known for posterity as the great lover and patron of the Jewish people. Does Titus HaRosha want to be known as the great lover of the Jewish people? He's no less than Titus HaRosha. Him, it's a chritz, he can't stand him. Who Rosha Mitzchila Batzefri. Don't think for a second he had any titkis anyways at any time. No such thing. So that Rasha, to a certain degree, he wanted that to be his legacy. And they knew to how much they could write, how much they could be Megala, how much they can't be Megala. Now, I'm not frustrating a little bit. Let's the hair drop in those who state who Rosh HaMetchila Batzoyfei. That Rashi is coming to say, the Pashtus, that in the beginning of Megillah, he looks like a Rosh. He looks like he's ready to give his signature to the Hashem Lagalab. As things move on, you see that he's nice to call Yisrael. He's making positive Zeres Aleim. And he's even allowing for Klal Yisrael to another day in Shushan and giving Motcha everything and be Maman him give Al Gedula and Esther. You know, you sort of think that he's Noitel Tzidkis of them. Rashi comes on, don't think he was Noitel Tzidkis. It's all who Rosha Metchila Batzefer. If you learn that Pshat, you got the wrong Pshat. Because that's not Rosha Metchila Batzefer. That just means that that's not Tzidkis. That what he did later was not because he loved Klal Yisrael, it's either because he wanted a Chan for Dalton Esther, or he was a Melech HaFachvach, but that's not Rishus. Who Rosh HaMetchila Batzefer means to say that the Zelbe Rishus that you see in HaKesef Nosan Loch Va'om Vazis Katoy Benecha, you see in the Pasuk that the Melech took his Tabas off of Haman and gave it to Mordechai. You got to see the same Rishus. Who Rosh HaMetchila Batzefer will be Makish. So it doesn't just mean that it wasn't Tzidkis and it was just Zayt Gezach. So I'll tell you what the Resha is. The Resha, I'll tell you exactly. The Resha is this, that he was Mekarev Mordechai and Mekarev Am Yisrael at that point was also G'day Lashmidom. It was also G'day Shle Yizor Shem Yisrael. The Umas come on Klal Yisrael with Toifanim. They come Be'emis Ugzeiras Yishmodes and they come by being nice and giving you free rights and spreading their arms around you. They come with good things also. But the Tachlis Shebishneim Shove Shle Yizor Shem Yisrael. Who Rosh Metchila Batzefer? It's just a question of what the means are. But what his aim is and what he's trying to achieve is exactly the same. Don't think for a second. When I say the halal, I get to those psukim of Sivavuni, Gam Sivavuni, Sivavuni Kidvoirim. I wonder, was that dvarim is the worst thing in the world? I've heard Savuni, Adas Mereim, Klovim, Aroyas. The bees, I mean, they could sting, but they also give something good too. There's a little dvash. There's a loy medilv sheikh v'loymu. It could be even mavatu on the dvash to avoid the ukits. That's the worst? Savuni is go what? Dvarim. And this is the pshat. The dvash is just as horrible as the stink. The dvash is ultimately mekaravam is all that ishbim is boil bagoyim. Sevavuni gam sevavuni. There are two types of sivuvs that they make. There's a siege from a sivuv, and then there's a sivuv of his karvus. And kedvayrim the dvash and the ukis, both of them are lechalas in Am Yisrael. And there were deiris that it perpetrated much more harm on Beis Yisrael from the dvash than from the ukis. There were times that way.
But what does he want to be portrayed for posterity? A man like Achashverosh, a man of his values, of Misubalim Kedai, what does he want to be portrayed? What does he want his historic image to reflect? A man that was Hodeh B'Shriyas Liboy, happy, freilich. It was about parties, it was about wine. In one wine party, he executed one woman. In another wine party, he was Makar of another woman. He was Mahalaf B'Taivas Liboy. This is his image of Leiris.
This is how Malchiyu Mitzrayim lived their lives like Behemoth and died like Behemoth, and this is what they believe in.
He was so pleased when he read the Megillah that he's portraying a fantastic portrait of what he wanted him to be remembered in the days. That they understood exactly what he is and how to get the image, that we should see exactly what he is and our take on it. And here's the everybody, if the portrait was the same, it's just what you see and how you perceive it. That is the Chayyar Klof now, otherwise there's no way they can write it. At the time, he wanted to be on the radar screen. He didn't want any resistance, he didn't want any fighting, he was afraid of any of that, but once it was all over, he doesn't want anyone to think he didn't do it. I thought I did it. But what do you think? I didn't want to kill, I did, of course I wanted to kill the Jews. At the time, he just didn't want the mess. But La'acha Ma'aseh, of course he's very pleased with it. That's the Chayyab Shad, and how they're not afraid to write any of this, and it's all exactly, it stems, the truth. What we need to see and how we see Achashverosh, how he sees himself, is exactly, it all stems.